my background is in trading, but I also really enjoy, I guess, call myself a trend finder or a futurist a little bit, or someone who is a fairly early adopter, likes to stumble on new ideas. So that's part of what I do. And when I'm trading in the short term, I'm always looking for new relationships or new things that people aren't seeing, new ways to look at stuff. And I think a basic set of trading skills can help you with any time frame of investing, even if you are someone who's holding for a year or more. Just basic curve fitting of longer term moving averages that have been working and longer term trend channels and things like that are useful, because they get you focused on your risk to reward and not as focused on hype. Or, you know, you fall in love with stuff. You hear things and you start to really like what you see, and you just jump in and do stupid things. But it keeps you grounded in terms of using your trading skills to say, okay, I like this idea. I have a fundamental story. I like, there's a line out the door at the Apple store. Everyone's seems to be driving a Tesla. And okay, great. Now let's buy that stuff when Steve Jobs dies. Let's buy that stuff when the battery of the Tesla is scraping on the ground and causing a fire, and then it comes down to the bottom of your trend channel. Thinking like that and using that, I think that can mix really well for investing. So that's when the two kind of come together. So a lot of how I do it is I'm looking for my themes, or I'm studying a whole bunch of things right now, and I'll do another podcast on what I'm looking at sometime. But I think I have 10 or 12 different themes for where the future is going to unfold in the world and the economy. And within those themes, if I really like something that I want to hold for maybe 18 months or 12 months, I might also do a like double dip where I'm doing a trade where I'm holding it for 2 weeks or a month, but that's mixed in with the bigger idea where I'm holding it for 6 months or 18 months. So a rough example would be like, let's just use Tesla, for instance, just making it up. So right now it's at 280. Let's say I want to buy it at 220, but I think it's going to go to 500. So down at 220, I'm doing some kind of a call spread down there, or I'm buying the stock and I'm selling calls against it each month. And maybe I get long a little bit bigger than I want to hold, but it's kind of a hybrid trade slash position trade, or trade slash investment, however you want to label that, because I have one half of it I want to hold at 500. The other half of it, I think I can grab 20 bucks because I really like the setup on multiple time frames. Maybe there's some bad news that I don't think is a big deal. So I'm kind of putting both together using my trading skills, but also aware of like a bigger trend that Tesla's involved in AI, solar. They're not maybe just a car company. They're going to be more of a technology company, and I'm seeing something bigger, but the trade also sets up. So they don't have to be in conflict with each other. And I think, you know, when you're sharpening your skills on one side, they can really help on the other. That's how I'm evolving and going forward to move around more size in the market, and also to maybe get myself from not spending so much time behind the screen and doing more research, but still using that skill set.